Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Hawk coming to you live. It is a live Thursday night show, 9/24/2020. And oh, as we look out over the horizon here tonight, let me tell you, not only is the revolution on, but I'm going to tell you, the mimic, which I sent Brother Quayle early this morning, about 2:37 a.m. Eastern Time, a big picture of the mimic. He put it up, stevequayle.com, put it up on his site. I've sent some of that to other people out there who watch it with me, and I've always sent to a number of people. But I'm going to tell you, the mimic, the scalar warfare, the power is totally off the charts, just completely off the charts. And if you're not watching it, well, then you're going to need to start watching it, because it might give you a clue to some things. And just so that you know, it is designed not for that purpose, but there is so much of it going on right now that it's just crazy. Now, let me just take a look real quick myself here to see if what was happening earlier this AM is now happening again. Okay, well, it is big time war, but the huge overall, what I would call a extreme ELF wave that was running from the South Pole to the North Pole, I do not see that appearing. I do see some other signals appearing somewhat. Oh, wait a minute, let me just wait a second here. They may have sublimated it. No, that signal is there, but Mimic may be altering it a little bit to make it less visible. But if you look at it right now and you look at the 180, global 180, you're going to see the thing. But you also see what I call the white wraith energy, the white, like, weirdo type energy. Not the swirling stuff like clouds, but the bright white that appears in jagged edges. Like right now, there's some over Australia. Right now, there's some off the tip of Africa. You know, there's all kind of stuff going on. But you'll also see the pulse items coming in, the pulse shots, the Tesla cannon pulses that are coming in. But now I am seeing it as I look at it right now, but it's been sublimated a little bit. It's been maybe background washed a little bit or something, or another, you know, layers added onto it. Let me try something here. See, you can go up to that top of the mimic, and you can look at layer, and then, it doesn't want me to do that, does it? Okay. I'm going to take off two layers and see what I'm looking at. That could be interesting. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is just as basically... Oh, yeah, you can see a little bit differently when you remove a layer or two. That's very interesting. All right, so anyway, we proved the point on that. Now, what that means is, well, Hawk, what the heck does that scalar mean? I don't see no landing craft with red Chinese jumping out onto the beaches. I don't see no dive bombers. I don't see no artillery shells. The Tesla howitzer is the new artillery. It can hit things. It can knock the heck out of fault lines, out of, let's say, perhaps, high mountain earthenware dams, okay? It can change the weather. It can change the mood of entire regions of the United States or the world into one of extreme agitation and anger and you see what I'm saying, okay? It could do that.
Oh, it could make you kinda, oh, I just feel kinda sleepy, you see?
Or you can just say, oh, I'm in fear, oh, I don't know what to do. You understand what I'm saying to you? This can be done by what they're doing to you. Now, these big ELF-type waves that are going from pole to pole that I saw extremely good, extremely well at 2:37 a.m. this morning Eastern Time, but you never know, I could be in Pago Pago or in in Bally High right now. I'm not necessarily where I'm at, you know? All right, so the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, is that there is a large amount of stuff going on with the mimic showing the electromagnetic stuff going gaga. All right, now, let's see. All right, that's good. I got another report. Now, the one I was going to tell you about right here. And the scripture of the day that I was going to read you, because a lot of people are saying, Hawk, what's going on? They're really going for it, aren't they? Yeah, but I'm going to tell you. The way is to get right with Lord Jesus. And the way to pray, he tells you how to pray, and all of that in John 14 is one place. He also tells you to do the Lord's Prayer. All right? But he also says in John 14, and you can read from, say, verse 9 on down to the end of it, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name. His name is Jesus, by the way, not Christ. Christ is his title. Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. All right? But let's read back from there. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and that the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he, now listen here, this is what Jesus said in the red letters, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. If you're not feeling comfort, then you need to get with the Lord Jesus. And I will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, now let me just go down. I've got to get on to some other items here. I don't... Jesus said in the red letters, but you can go to John chapter 14 and read it. And you can read a lot of other things in the Bible too, but I work for the Lord Jesus, and I was recruited on behalf to strike blows against his enemies and to warn the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see, of what might be coming and how they might prepare. So then, let me go on down here and say it this way. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. You ought to read this, I think. Okay, now let me go on to what earlier we were talking about here. All right. Just prior to going on the show, which is very interesting as usual, I got a report. And this one is was of something that is of import to California. And let's say from just east of Sacramento, all right, just east of Sacramento, all right, and then on a racetrack, if you go 35 miles east, and then if you took a turn north and went up about 70 miles, let's say, and then went over about another, I don't know, I'm just estimating these, about another 35 miles, something like that. And there is, what you'll find, there's, you know, a Beale Air Force Base in there, but here's where this thing was looking. This was a plane or an aircraft of some type that was on this racetrack that was going up and down. About 70 miles up, go over 35, come back down 70 miles, go over 35, go up like that kind of a thing. And I'm going to tell you what, here's the thing that was interesting about it. The aircraft was at 60,000 feet altitude. Not a lot of stuff goes up in a 60,000 feet. This also was not a Loon balloon. Allegedly, it was NASA. But who knows what that designation means. But allegedly, it was NASA. And let's say that it was going about, 392 knots, a little bit less than 400 knots in speed at 60,000 feet, making a turn, going up, you know, and going down. Well, guess where that puts you? And say, well, Hawk, what's that thing doing up there? Well, let me tell you what. If you start to look in that area, and I may be off some on the estimated distances, so don't hold me to the exact distance. But if you go up from that area and you go up north there a little bit in it, and you all of a sudden, you're going to see something very interesting. You're going to see the Oroville Dam area. You're going to see the other, if you were up at 60,000 feet, you could look down and see some of the fires up in there, you know, paradise and that area up in there, you know, where it was before. But this is not looking at fires. This particular thing and the way it's doing is looking at something, possibly a fault line or some kind of an earth movement. With so much scalar warfare ongoing, you could have a scenario where if there was a quake or something in that area on a fault line, it might just trigger the Oroville Dam and release the water on down. In terms of threatening then itself, all the people south of the Oroville Dam. And there are other mountain dams that are of the earthen construction up in that area. You hit one or two of them, then all of them start to go, you see. Well, then what is that involved with? That's involved with water supplies on down the line going south, you see. It's water. And pipelines and dams with water supplies, you see. And it also could then mean flooding on down into Sacramento, you understand? And that kind of area where you might have a million or 2 million people that are threatened by the flooding. You see, we're at war with Red China. We're at war with Russia. We're at war with Iran. We're at war with different people all over this globe. And Lucifer is using various nations and also the top slots in this country to try to destroy the United States and to take us out and to do a full-blown Luciferian communist demon rat revolution at the same time, creating the Civil War at the same time, being ripe for attack, just like Henry Gruber said, or Dimitri Dudeman said. Dimitri Dudeman said that when in the midst of a civil war, started by the communists, who are the communists? Well, I don't know, but look at the allegedly Jack Dorsey, who runs Twitter, the Twitter bird, gave a whole lot of money to groups there in Louisville, $11 million, that are tied in, allegedly tied in, with the people who had the U-Haul truck that unloaded the tools and weapons of war to the rioters in Louisville. The same ones, and I've even looked into some things on a local level here in Kansas City. That back when there was the trouble in the Westport area and in the Plaza area, that there were bricks and different things and different stuff was dropped off, just like it was dropped off other places. We have the information now also about the hotels, and we're not talking about the free television flashing light motels outside of smaller towns or cities on the old two-lane roads. But what we're talking about is bigger hotels, nice hotels, you know, all the different brands, brand names. But you could be in some areas in the smaller ones too. But somebody is paying the bill with credit cards somewhere for all of these people, or cash, for these thugs, these black anarchists, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, communist labor thuggery, to stamp in these motels and hotels, ready to organize everybody into these riots. Now, what's interesting is that they find this stuff out, and my question is, why in the heck doesn't, Department of Justice, William P. Barr, Mr. CIA, who covered up all the Clinton Chronicles crap, put the kibosh and all of that stuff, all right, and covered up for Billy and Hillary, all right? And then now he's got, you know, Bull Durham at Bull is going to go after all the people and all this stuff. He hasn't indicted anybody, even told Congress, have you seen me indict anybody? No. He told him right there, he's not indicting them. And this guy, this Barr, is allowing, because he did not go after those people who tried to do the coup d'etat against President Trump and who are still trying to take him out one way or the other. You just think about that for a second. And I'm going to go back to this plane. You think about it for a second. Who said the other day that they have arrows in their quiver? Fellowship, Pelosi. Miss Lubrak of 1959 in Baltimore. Look it up. Miss Lubrak, 1959, Baltimore. She had a beauty pageant. And she's got a picture there where she's in the swimsuit, the hot swimsuit, and then Dad on the ground kneeling down with big smiles and ducktail hair, or all the Lubrak guys from the city of Baltimore there, a group of them who are just smiling up their storm because they were the guys who were there to, you know, be in the ad with Miss Lubrak of 1959, Nancy Pelosi, all right? So to all my friends up there on the, Paradise and, that kind of thing up in that area, you ought to be watching out for any kind of problem or trouble of a tremor or some kind of a fault line or some kind of a pop that might take place that might cause the Oroville Dam to go. You got people downstream, you might just let them know that there's a possibility. Now, this aircraft at just under 400 knots doing a racetrack up and down there, not very many things can do that and do it on a continuous basis. It was doing it for quite some time. And that particular craft, you see, going up and down, could have been, I don't know what it was, but let's say it could have been a U-2 spy plane. And the U-2s are still in use and very sophisticated, and they could be used by NASA to look for fault lines starting to blow or something like that. Now, that then returned or originally came out of, the Mojave Air and Spaceport. And now that aircraft was now headed to Port Hueneme, a naval air station, and probable to download important intel collected so it gets to intel folks there and whatever they're doing. Port Hueneme, naval air station. But originated Mojave Air and Spaceport. And then it's been doing the racetrack. So just to get you and let you know that that's going on. You see, the arrows in the quiver thing I wanted to talk to you about. Because there's so many elements of that, that Pelosi, you know, smiling over at the camera to the guy. But, you know, right at that time period there, there was an announcement. Brother Quayle had it in an alert section, stevequayle.com, an alert section, where they talked about the possibility that the Iranians had different hit teams out looking for President Trump and possibly Vice President Pence. And when you think about that, who's third in line? If the president or the vice president right now would be taken out any kind of a way, and I'm not advocating they should, I pray that the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven protects President Trump and Vice President Pence. Protects them against all evil, including home-born evil, that may have arrows in their quiver, or who may have been calling himself Robert Johnson back when he covered up for the Clintons in Arkansas. Working for the CIA, right? Hauling their water. Well, who do they work for? They work for the Illuminati, the big banks, the big corporations. London, New York, Lucerne, Zurich. All the different capitals, Paris, Rome, Vienna, all the largest money groups, the oil companies, whoever is involved there, that's who they work for. Now, there are good people down below, but the people in the top slots are always compromised pieces of crap. Just like the FBI. The biggest crooks have been in the FBI and the DOJ and the top of the CIA. Those are the ones that have been running the coup d'etat against President Trump. Those are the ones allegedly that are still involved, perhaps with on the ground generalissimos of Valerie Jarrett and the Joker Tut. Possibly. Certainly the Soros and the Twitter Bird and allegedly the Ford Foundation and a few others that are funding all of this stuff nationwide. The revolution to try to take out Trump, defeat him, to take down the United States, to come to take your guns, to lock you down in another COVID, to do all of the stuff, destroy all of the things, and lower your standard of living down to somewhere else in the rest of the world. While President Trump is trying to elevate the standard of living and bring people back up and to create the United States as it once was. Strong. Rich. But oh, they can't have that. Because they're trying to make the Luciferian New World Order. We're 2030. Or 33 money groups or whatever. Run the story, run the show, and everybody else is a peon, okay? And to do that, they got to kill a lot of people. They got to kill a lot of people in the United States. Robert Ayers, Bernadine Dorn, they figured they'd have to kill 50, 60 million people back in the day before they started being the big buddy of old Obama Joker Tut at the University of Chicago. They were overheard saying all of that. But if you're in California, whoa, look out, because I'm going to tell you, they're trying to pop these fault lines. Trying to pop the fault lines, you know what I'm saying? Oh, boy. So be careful up there, Paradise, Chico, Oroville. There's a fire, I know, up in that area, too. But this ain't looking at the fire. This is looking at something else, and I believe it might be tipping off that we may be in for some trouble, possibly with the Oroville Dam. I don't know, but I'm speculating. But that's the report on that. But the arrow in the quiver, right after she said that, isn't it interesting, President Trump was, I believe, up outside of Toledo, Swanton, Ohio, I believe. And wasn't that interesting that the Secret Service caught a man and a woman walking down the railroad track very close to the airport there where President Trump was holding the rally. And I suspect that that airport goes on in towards that. I mean, the railroad track probably came in and had a terminal there at the airport so that the transportation systems could dovetail. But isn't it interesting that they catch, and we didn't hear much about them after that now, a man and a woman. They were both allegedly from Virginia Beach. Now, Virginia Beach is where there's a whole lot of Navy, a whole lot of special ops, a whole lot of different stuff. But it's also a place where the enemy's got people, or where the enemy might do some things. You remember a few years ago, there was the guy who had been caught in a motel somewhere down in there, and he said that they're mind controlling me and they're trying to make me do stuff. Remember that? And he had all these weapons on him, didn't he, in the room? Well, these people had, apparently from what I can sense, a rifle, 200 or 300 rounds of ammunition, and they had a shovel and a pitchfork. Well, that's an interesting combination, isn't it? Suppose you try to walk in and sneak in along a railroad track, take a shot or two or three or four or five, you know, whatever, with your 200 rounds, and possibly try to take out somebody there at that rally, but the Secret Service caught them. But that tells you how far they are, how close they were. Now, then, what happened next within a day or so of that same thing? May have been the same night. You have Air Force Two taken off from New Hampshire. And, oh, they took a bird, went through their engine, a big bird of some sort, went through their engine, one of the engines. And they had to re-land, and then after that, Vice President Pence had to ride back on a transport aircraft to D.C. or wherever he was going, rather than Air Force Two. And they showed a picture of him and the pilot and stuff inspecting the engine outside the plane. But now let me ask you this question. Could you possibly cause birds to take off immediately upon the takeoff of Air Force Two and flood the sky with a bunch of them? Yeah, you could. And you could also do that by utilizing electromagnetic technologies. On a more localized level, you might even be able to take a certain few geese and perhaps with a chip, vector them directly into an engine of a plane. But then the story came out very quick. Oh, well, this is an area Hillary Clinton had a bird go through her plane up here. And bop, 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 bop. Well, that's what tipped me off to it, you see, was that how quick the major media came out with the story about Hillary Clinton's plane had a bird go into an engine or something, hit her plane. But I find it an anomaly. Just like I found this as an anomaly at 60,000 feet on a very narrow racetrack going back and forth, originating out of the Mojave Air and Spaceport, 60,000 feet, about 392, 395 knots, overlooking an area that just happens to have the high-altitude earth dams in the mountains there at Oroville and in a few other places. And that's going out to the Naval Air Station. Now, let me just tell you, do you see how many, 500 of the top up and former military top deals and all this stuff have signed the letter they're going to vote for Biden? Well, why in the heck is that? When Biden was there, the military had hardly any money at all. They were under sequestration. You couldn't even get helicopters up in Marine Corps bases. You had no spare parts for anything. your P3 Orions, your P8, get the name of the P8, but anyway, you had a lot of planes that weren't working. They had to cannibalize other aircraft and stuff to do it. You hardly had enough ammunition. You remember there was a time when President Trump sent a whole lot of missiles at Syria from the ships, and then we find out through the backside, through the deep background, that all of a sudden they had to go into a crash program of making missiles. Tomahawk cruise missiles, you see. Because we basically were out of them. So all these wonderful top slot and middle slot and all these advisors and national security advisors who are now going against Trump, they're working with and are under, allegedly under the blackmail of the CIA, DIA, the EIEIO, the NSA, and they're trying to get rid of him because they're working for Lucifer, the light bringer, or they're under the thumb of those that do. This thing is just not communism. You got Lucifer up above that. Evil is running the show. Evil is running the show. And I'm telling you, oh boy, you can see it all right now happening before your eyes. And all of those things, we're getting pulses coming from the Pacific into those areas of California and other parts of North America. Yes, we are. Thank you to my good friend who's from one of them from California right there. God bless you, and may the Lord protect you against all evil. So anyway, it's interesting that old Pelosi had arrows in her quiver. Are they part of these hit teams that she's alluding to? We also had a scenario where I just saw that in Tampa Bay, that some arsonist, some crazed revolutionary type of some sort, don't know exactly what, went into the Catholic Church in Tampa Bay and threw like Molotov cocktails or other projectiles and started the entire church on fire from the chapel, you know, from the pews, okay? Set all the pews on fire in the church. This thing is not going to abate. It's going to progress, just as Matthew 24, Luke 21 have said, all right? Now, preparation for this, the first prep, is if you have not done it, is to get on your knees, repent of your sins to Lord Jesus, and to ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And if you're sincere, he will do that, and he'll start to wash you clean. It's the best deal in town. You ought to get everybody on board with it, your children, your relatives, your neighbors. Tell everybody the good news and tell them how to do it. Repent of your sins to Jesus. Ask him to come in your heart to be your Savior and try to keep his commandments. And you have to understand that the one commandment is thou shalt not murder. It does not say anything about a war or to protecting your family or protecting your property. You see, it does not say that. And this is a different time than other times because we're towards the end of the game here. We're towards the end of the time when Lord Jesus is going to come back. And before he comes back, it's going to get so bad that if the time were not shortened for the elect, no flesh would be saved. Chinese, Iranians, and Russians, they all have treaties together. The top slots, remember that Obama took out, what was it, 200 or 1,000 or whatever of the top officers in the U.S. military and replaced them. Well, it wasn't just the top. They went on down to company level and the end of the non-coms, the top non-coms, and got rid of, like, special forces, top sergeants, and stuff like that. And replaced them with those of the LGBTQ 547369, Luciferian, Wiccan, worshiping, scumbag, pink jackstrap, and pink pantyhose crowd. Alright? So arrows in old Pelosi's quiver, huh? Well, they see if President Trump and Vice President Pence get out, then Pelosi becomes the President of the United States as Secretary of State, doesn't, or Secretary of, Speaker of the House. And then you go to Secretary of State after that. So you're starting to see jackboot stuff all around the world dealing with the COVID. And they're getting ready and trying to do everything they possibly can to thwart President Trump, who I just think is the Lord's bull in the china shop, trying to do the right things and to expose the deep swamp, the deep state and the swamp, the Illuminati Luciferian scum. We used to have only Fox News was basically that and the alternative media. I suppose I'm alternative in a sense. Brother Quayle, Alex Jones, whoever it might be, Hagman, you know. All the different people. And that's something, ladies and gentlemen. If you go to stevequayle.com right now, if you click up, you're going to want to sign up for... You're going to want to sign up for the upcoming October 16th and 17th. I believe that's the dates. Let me just double check that. October 16th and 17th, streaming, live streaming broadcast, Final Warning. You got Steve and Tom Horn and Gerald Celente, Greg Hunter, a whole lot of people, Hodges, Lisa Haven, there's a whole bunch of people there. The Health Ranger, Mike Adams, Robert McGinnis, Daniel Holdings, and more people. And that is going to be a live streaming event. You can also pre-order, if you'd like, you can pre-order the DVDs. So you can preserve it and you can watch it. But this is going to give some final thoughts as to when this is happening. You can also get Brother Quayle's Cascadia, the big one. And this area, if they're looking at faults up there, you could be looking at stuff that might lead on up into Cascadia or lead on down into San Francisco. So it's just getting to be quite interesting as to what's going on. And this technology, this scalar technology, this electromagnetic technology, remember, I told you that what they call it is satellite-directed generation of scalar frequencies to impact the neurophysiological template. That's you, okay? You're a neurophysiological template. You are a soul, but you got a body and you got a mind and a brain, right? So they're trying to impact you. Now, what I'm seeing across the board with people that I'm knowing, a whole lot of people, whatever their condition is, if you're a little bit older, whatever you got conditions, or younger too, whether it be heart or diabetes or whatever it might be, problems with strokes, problems with pancreases, problems with all kind of organs, livers, whatever, kidneys. You're seeing all over the United States, I'm hearing from people, or cancer, big time, that all this stuff is turning on like it's been turned up big time. Now, it does not have to be the 5G, although the 5G can be part of it. But the amount of energy we're talking about on these massive sine waves or ELF, extreme low frequency waves that are going from pole to pole. And who do you think might be doing those? Those align with the fallen angels. Or the fallen angels themselves. All right. Now, I guess Al Turner's reporting early today that reported that President Trump was publicly interrupted during a press conference for an emergency call. That's not what they called. They said he had a big call to go take. And then Al Turner is saying, I found out what the situation is. It's serious. And basically he's talking about a North Korean patrol boat apparently intercepted a South Korean fisheries vessel, which they claimed was in their waters. North Korean sailors shot the South Korean fisheries official, poured oil over his body, and set him on fire. He's dead. Now, that's quite interesting. That might have been the call. May not have been the call. We don't know exactly, but that's a possibility. So this whole thing is wars, rumors of wars, nation against nation. But I'm telling you, go to Brother Steve Quayle. You can also call his office, 406-586-4840. You'll either get Steve or you get Daryl or you get Tyler, his son, or possibly somebody else at the office. But I'll tell you what, you tell them Old Hawk sent you and they get you ordered up on the items, you know, to get the live streaming or maybe Cascadia, the big one, or the one of his books or several of his books. I'm going to tell you, he had a special on the books. Maybe they still do. And get that stuff so that you can tell people and teach your children while there is still a small sliver, a modicum of time. And, oh, I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep Old Hawk in the game? You want to keep Old Hawk swinging at the Lucys? And I hope you do. Anything is most needed and wanted. Easiest way to do it is Federal Reserve notes or a little bit of silver or a little bit of gold, whatever, silver dollar, silver quarter, whatever it might be. Or a check, send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And more may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And God bless everybody who does send a little something. That's what's kept me on the air. I've been on now for over 16 years since Brother Quayle put me on. And if, for those of you who don't recall, Brother Quayle said that he always gets word from, the Lord gives him a word when he's in the shower early in the morning, when he's at peace, you know, and he's got quiet in the shower. And the Lord, I had been corresponding some with Steve and had been emailing him and talking to him for a while. And the Lord told him to put me on the air. And he put me on one night, then he turned the program over the two nights the Steve Quayle ad. He gave me those two nights, and then Steve has gone off to do other radio and do all of his podcasts, to do his movies, all the different things. But it freed him up from doing that, and he did turn it over to me. And I thank Brother Quail for putting me on the air. And I also thank Brother Quail for back way back in the 90s making it okay for me to return to the Lord Jesus. And what a wonderful thing that is. To make sure that I got right with the Lord Jesus again and return to Him. And you see, we're finding in terms of these elections, all these ballots. They found all these ballots up in Wisconsin thrown over somewhere in the ditch. They found them thrown in other places, thrown into garbage cans. And it's usually the ones that were voting for Trump. That is an attempt to destroy the integrity of an election. Now, what do you need to do? You have to understand that there are shortages of food. With all these fires, we're getting shortages of produce. All kind of stuff. I got a report from the Dollar Generals and stuff in the Smoky Mountain areas of Tennessee, North Carolina from Lady J. And God bless you and may He protect you against all evil. All evil. And provide you true sanctuary and to guide you. Anyway, she said that there was hardly anything in the Dollar General in the food sections. She shops a lot of different places and all these different stores in both sides of the line, Tennessee, North Carolina, what have you. Got other people up there in the mountains that are saying that they're not seeing stuff up in there either. And in other places. In other places, there seems to be plenty of supply, but at much higher prices. But I will tell you this, just like there's an ammunition shortage, there's going to be food shortages and RDR. And you need to be doing anything you can do to bring extra food into your house. If you can only get one more can of Chunky Soup or Progresso Soup. And I got a couple the other day myself when I was at the store. And I just keep putting it back and putting it back. If you got an extra $2.50, whatever they're costing now, $3, whatever. Just get another one. People say, well, I'm stocking up my freezer. Well, that's good too, but make sure that you might have a solar panel out there with a charge controller that could run, charge a battery that you could run, you know, from an inverter or something that you could run your freezer for a couple hours, then turn it off. Cycle back on, run the refrigerator freezer again. Or if you had a few such, and go take a look at Harbor Freight at their 100-watt basic panel deals where they got all the wiring, all the clips, all the connectors, and a small charge controller for about $199. I think you can sometimes get it on coupon at $189. You can also get a hex connector where you can connect about four or five of them together. But just the one panel, the 100-watt system, that will charge up a battery within one day, okay? Now, if you get extra batteries, like with the battery that's in a 3-in-1 where you air the tires, start your car, do anything with, jump your car, have a little bit of a light, the 3-in-1 or 4-in-1, that has a battery in it. You've also got the inverters, the regular inverters have batteries in them. And then there are gasoline-powered, real quiet, inverters that if you can get one of those too, and you can create an entire system. Don't try to turn on your entire air conditioner of your giant McMansion or your big ranch house somewhere. Just try and to put it so that you could have a fan, a radio, you can have another small battery charger where you're charging the rechargeable C's, D's, AA's, AAA batteries on it. where you could run on a rotating basis for a while, run and keep the temperature low in a refrigerator or freezers, where you got a couple lights, you know, 12-volt lights that come with these kits. You need to do that. You can stuff, but the canning supplies are getting short and hard to find too. So you got to shop those just like you're shopping for ammo and like you may have shopped for toilet paper. And I would also suggest that you lay back some more of that because I think we're going to go to another COVID lockdown. If President Trump does not win, then this entire thing is going to get turned on its head. Your taxes will probably go up 40-50% under Biden. Or excuse me, maybe under Kamala Harris. So, you need food. You're going to need water filtration. You need a Berkey with the black Berkey filters or some other high-quality filtration system that takes out the bacteria, the viruses, the protozoas, the different parasites, and also the chemicals out of the water. If you can store, you know, good bottled water, you can do that too. You can store water in barrels, in water blocks that stack, in old water bottles, like if you've got a gallon of water kind of a thing, you can store it in those. But you got to always have food grade type plastic bottles to store in. You can use a little bit of bleach, the unscented bleach, a few drops per a gallon. You need to look that up and find out what is recommended. I'm not going to tell you anything. But you need to be doing that, and then ammunition and firearms. It's amazing because I've talked to people the other day. Yesterday I was able to find at a certain store, I was able to find some 5.56 NATO. I was able to find some double-aught buck military grade in a box that they were selling, brand new, 2 3/4 inch 12-gauge. Excuse me. I was able to find a few boxes and to look at them and to see them, to see a few of the 40 cal pistol ammunition. There was hardly any pistol ammunition at all. You could get a box of 38 special. There was a few of 40 cal. There was no 22 long rifle in that store. But this store has more than a lot of the other big stores that I've been going to, and even a lot of more of the smaller shops. Now, people say, well, you can get it online. Sometimes you can get it online, but you go online, and a lot of stuff is out of stock online. And the fact is, I don't want to be buying ammunition online. I prefer to go in and buy it somewhere local and carry it out. So you need to get food, water purification, and water storage. A lot of people forget. Now, if you've got a backpack for your children or something like that, you need to put some water bottles in it. You can also get the collapsible 5-gallon or, you know, the gallon water jug or whatever. Get the collapsible. I would also tell you there's nothing wrong with good quality new surplus GI canteens with the canteen cup, which you can also cook out of, and then the canteen cover, which most people don't know unless you've been and know about it. You can get those wet, and that will help to cool the water inside the canvas cover. But you can set up a pistol belt with a couple canteens and an trenching tool, you know, a couple pouches for multiple magazines for your rifle, and a butt pack on the back that could have a lot of stuff. You can put a small rucksack on your back with that as well. You won't be able to get the big fight. You'll get a fighting load, but you won't get the big house load if you're wearing the butt pack, unless it's one that can accommodate that. And I tend to use the stuff from Surplus. You don't need the brand new things. It's wonderful if you can get it, but you better get ready. And the other aspect I want to tell you tonight about is planning. Don't make a plan B for Biden, but have your own plan A, plan B, plan C. And that might be, say, Lord, where is it you need me to be on the line? Tell me, Lord, or where is there true sanctuary for my family? Where can I take them? Should I go to a bug-out location, or should I stay home? Ask the Lord these questions and listen for the answer. Now, you can be set up in your home and shelter in place, and you can get ready to take the fight to them if they come at you, whoever they is. It could be a horde of demon commie rats. It could be after some kind of a thing where they're coming to confiscate weapons. It could be an invasion scenario. It depends on what's happening with that. But regardless of who it is, they come for you. You stand with Lord Jesus against the evil, all right? But if you have to leave and take off, or if you get a heads up, you might get a local heads up from somebody who says, you need to go. Well, let's say if you don't have that bug out location, you can go to Expedient Shelter, take a tent, go to the woods somewhere. Don't go into their Luciferian knife down a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high tech. Strike blows against the Luciferian. Bandango Ridden, I know you're ready. And Mickey LaPool, buddy, you're dead eye right on with that rifle. And to old Rico and Thomas, Lord Jesus loves you. Keep standing the course. Hit that punch bag. Do the laps. Do your push-ups. Mind who that is there. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. May Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. Give you super abundance that you might reap. Good night.